Hey, podcasters. Before I get to the episode, I want to take a moment to address the June 24th Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. This decision stripped away the legal right to have a safe and legal abortion. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. This decision could also lead to the loss of other rights. To learn more about what you can do to help, go to choice.crd.co. That's choice.crd.co. And I encourage you to speak up on your podcast as well. Take care and spread the word. Hello and welcome to another podcast pontification with me, your host, Ivo Terra. If you're brand new to me, I've been producing podcasts literally since the beginning, 2004. And today I have a podcast consultancy where I launch podcasts, mostly for professional service providers and business principals. I make sure that they do the things they're good at, talking and writing. And I do every single thing else. It's the way that it works. Today I'm going to dig into the never-ending topic of how do I get more people listening to my show, which really means how do I get more subscribers. I just had a potential client yesterday that probably won't turn into a client because they didn't quite understand the process, but that's fine. I like educating. And what they really wanted to do was maintain a list of the people who were listening to their show, actual personal identifiable information, which I quickly burst their bubble. It's because they cannot do. They can't do it, right? And so what they can do, though, what anybody can do is actually try to understand, right? Because podcasting is a lot like watching television or listening to the radio. The person who made the content doesn't really have good access to extremely great numbers about who specifically is listening. We can have some downward numbers. We can have that. But I wanted to really dial into what we have and what you're probably not measuring as a way to increase your overall listenership, right? So we have to start down and work our way up. So if you'll bear with me for a little bit of a moment, I promise this will be a little enlightening to you. You may get some things along the way. You may want to save this and come back and listen to it again. So the one thing we can track, I'm going to say as accurately as we're going to be able to track it. Of course, we'll constantly get better, but it's close enough to gospel, is we can track something called downloads. Also the same thing as streams, also the same thing as plays, doesn't matter. We just call it a download because ultimately there is a file sitting on a computer somewhere, and as long as you're using a good quality media host, they should provide you good metrics where they've already scrubbed and normalized the data. So you can track downloads, the number of times your file was requested to be played from the server itself. No, we can't get to how many people actually listened from there. Forget that. Look, bookstores don't know whether or not you read the book. Doesn't matter. We're not tracking eyeballs. We're tracking downloads. Forget ears. That's something totally different. We can track downloads. So now how do people actually download your file? One level up. If the bottom is downloads, how do they actually get to your file? Well, lots of different ways because you're a smart podcaster. You spread it on social media. But the one you really want, the one you really want people to focus in on is subscribers. Then people subscribe to your show via an RSS feed. So that's through Google Podcasts. That's through Spotify. That's through Apple Podcasts. That's through Overcast. All these different places where your show is live in these various directories. People can then subscribe to your show. So obviously, if this is the number of people that you have subscribed, higher up than, but there's a larger number of people who have subscribed who may not have downloaded your show. Maybe their phone was off. Maybe they don't have their podcatcher. Do we still call them podcatchers? People are calling them podcast devices. The device they're listening on may not be set up to automatically download your file. But nonetheless, you almost always will have more subscribers than you will have actual listeners. That isn't really true. But bear with me for a second. You have lots of other channels people can get through. But the biggest one you care about is subscribers. Subscribers are what give you downloads. Forget your other channels. Yes, I know about social. I know about email campaigns, all that stuff. But ignore those. We're just talking about subscribers. Because if you have someone who is subscribed, there is a much greater chance that the next time you release an episode of your podcast, that they will get it. They won't have to be triggered by a social event. They won't have to be triggered by another email. Once they are subscribed, it just shows up. That's the magic of getting more. That's the magic of subscription, is it just brings the content down to your listeners automatically. So how do people subscribe? Well, this, there's lots of ways people can subscribe. Obviously, they can go to a directory. They can go to Apple Podcasts. They can go to Spotify. They can search for content that's similar to yours. That's one way to do that. But you don't really have a lot of control over that. I mean, you do to a certain degree. You can optimize your content and contact me if you want to know how to do that. But the biggest way you can get people to subscribe is by your own efforts, your own marketing, if you will, to people to say, pretty please, please subscribe to me. And the biggest way you can do that, yes, you can spread things socially. Yes, you can send them emails, all those things. But ultimately, someone's going to have to click a button, and that button is probably on your website. So we go from downloads. We get more downloads by adding more subscribers. How do we get more subscribers? We put buttons that say subscribe to my show on Google Podcasts, as we talked about yesterday, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, all the places. Getting people to actually subscribe. And therein lies the key. Now we're starting to get a crack the number. Because I will bet you that if I asked a room of podcasters how many people clicked on your subscribe buttons yesterday, you probably couldn't tell. You likely don't know. Now, if you're one who does, congratulations, you're one of the very small number of us who knows that activity. But most podcasters have no idea. They put the buttons on there and they just don't know how they're actually being utilized. Well, for those of us who've been doing web work for a very long time, we know that every button, every action is actually clickable and traceable. And so we can see how many people are doing that. Analytics packages will tell that. URL shortening services will do that. There's a lot of ways you can tell how many people actually clicked on it. But that's still not high enough up the funnel to have an understanding. Because what typically will happen on the subscriber button, some people will click the button and then may choose not to subscribe. A click does not mean a subscribe, but you'll never get a subscribe number. Well, I shouldn't say that. You probably won't get a subscribe number from these directories. But what you can tell, and again, you can't even really do much impacting of the way your show shows up on a directory with some minor tweaks, again, which I can help you with that. But where you have all the control is getting more people to actually click that button. And so you need to know on a given day, more likely a month or a week, how many people did you drive to click that button? Now, how do you do that on a web page? Well, go one level above that. In order for someone to click on a button on the page, they've got to actually be on the page. So how do they actually find your page is the question mark there. But what you need to know is how many people viewed the page your button was on. You got 10 clicks yesterday. Congratulations! How many people viewed your page? If 100,000 people viewed your page yesterday, unlikely, and only 10% clicked on it, you've got an optimization problem. You're not doing a good job of driving people to your button clicks, or that traffic wasn't all that terribly valuable. It's one option as well. So how do you get more people to, obviously you want to optimize your page, but going a level above that, in order for someone to find your page, to be on your page, they had to find your page. So what kind of exposure are you getting? See if you can guess the word I'm thinking of, starts with the G. Google. Stand by for all search engines, but most of it happens on Google. So are people actually finding and discovering your content up there? Yes, they can find and discover it a lot of different ways. Somebody could have been emailed about your show and they click and listen, and that's great and fine, but still, that's traffic onto your page. So metricsing-based approach. So kind of summarizing what I just said, because that was a lot of information, right? So at the bottom, you have a download. And above that, the thing you care about, how did they get the download? Because they were subscribed. Yes, there are multiple ways. But again, bear with me. I'm only concerned about things you can change, you can impact. Downloads are from subscribers, people who have subscribed to your show. Those are the ones we care about. How did people get to become a subscriber to your show? Because they clicked a button, probably on your website. Again, that's the one we care about. There are other ways. We're going to just go up the ones we care about. They clicked a button on your website. How did they click that button on the website? Because they were on the web page where you had that button. And then you drove, or somehow they got to visit that page. That page got exposure. So top to bottom, the traffic we care about, the things we care about doing, how do we get more people to see the pages where we have subscribe buttons? Step one. Number two, how do we lay out that page in such a way to encourage the action of subscription, and then track to make sure that we're actually impacting those subscriptions. Those are the things that you need to do. How do you do that, Evo? Said everyone out there in the page watching. Well, it's going to vary from platform to platform. You need to sit down and think through the process. First off is understanding. Do you know how many visitors your pages get that have your subscribe button on it? You probably don't, but you easily can. Going a level above that, do you know how many times those pages were actually shown to people who were searching? If you don't know, you probably can. Not probably can. You can. I know. I know all of these things for my own pages. I know how many times my pages were exposed on Google. I know how many times somebody clicked on those links from Google into the pages of my website that have subscribe buttons. And I know how many times those subscribe buttons were actually clicked. Each of them, not just in general. I know how many times somebody clicked Spotify. I know how many times somebody clicked Google Podcasts. And I know how many times somebody clicked the Apple Podcast button, the three that I have on the site. I know all of these. And then I can extrapolate and say, oh, that is why my downloads went from X to Y. Got to start on those fundamentals. You got to understand the numbers of the traffic coming in. It's a big funnel out there, guys, and you have to understand it. I think I'm about at the 10-minute mark, which is where I said I would promise to push this so I can go live on LinkedIn. So I'm going to say goodbye to the LinkedIns, but I'll come back for the Facebook Livers. LinkedIners, if you want more information about this, if I spurn some questions from you, please contact me. My name is Evo Terra. You can find my website, podcastlaunch.pro. Just search for me, Evo Terra. I'm easy to find. Heck, I even respond to instant messages right here on LinkedIn. I do produce podcasts professionally. I launch podcasts for professional service providers and business principals. If I can help you, please let me know. Thanks.
While Americans overwhelmingly support the right of an individual to make their own decisions about abortion, unfortunately, that right is no longer protected everywhere in the U.S. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on June 24th. Abortion is a basic healthcare need for the millions of people who can become pregnant. Everyone should have the freedom to decide what's best for themselves and their families, including when it comes to ending a pregnancy. This decision has dire consequences for individual health and safety and could have harsh repercussions for other landmark decisions. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. Even if you live in a state where abortion rights are upheld, access to safe medical procedures shouldn't be determined by location, and it shouldn't be the privilege of a small few. You can help by donating to local abortion funds. To find out where to donate for each state, visit donationsforabortion.com. That's donations, the number 4, abortion.com. If you or someone you know needs help, or if you want to get more involved, here are 5 resources. 1, Shout Your Abortion is a campaign to normalize abortion. 2, Don't Ban Equality is a campaign for companies to take a stand against abortion restrictions. 3, Abortion.cafe has information about where to find clinics. 4, PlanCPills.org provides early at-home abortion pills that you can keep in your medicine cabinet. And 5, choice.crd.co has a collection of these resources and more. We encourage you to speak up. Take care and spread the word.